T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey there, thanks for joining us at KMBZ.com. I'm EJ Becker.
And I'm Ellen Schenck. We do thank you for listening. And here's our latest Person of the Week.
Super Bowl IV, 1970, Chiefs-Vikings. Seems like forever ago, doesn't it?
I was 7 years old, but I do remember my dad watching it on television. It was one of our first color TVs. You know, we were all yelling and screaming, and I guess I was too. You know, I didn't really know what was going on.
Much has changed in the 49 years since the Chiefs played in the big game.
Technology, uniforms, instant replay challenges, and of course the way we celebrate before the game.
Did the tailgating at any time start small? Because it sure isn't now.
We have learned a lot in the last 6 or 7 years we've been doing this. When it's raining, we need more than one wall. And when it's cold, we need more than one heater. And everybody just kind of jumps in and has suggestions. And we learn something every year.
From that color TV all those years ago to a patch of green grass in an Arrowhead parking lot today, Raymond Sampson and his family are refining the art of tailgating.
How much space do you take up in the Arrowhead parking lot?
Probably more than other people want us to. We try and set up in the grass lanes there, and we try not to take up more than a couple of spots.
A couple of spots? That's all?
You said tents, plural. How many are there?
We've had as many as 5 up at one time.
Whoa.
I know the Baltimore game, we've had as many as 52 people show up.
When it started out, I think it was, you know, much more of probably your typical tailgate setup, a grill at the back of a truck.
Steve James goes to Raymond's tailgate every week.
This past Saturday, where it was really cold, they've got several tents. They wall them off. They bring heaters. There was carpeting in one of the tents. 3 or 4 different grills going, all kinds of different food.
That's some setup.
About 3 pickup loads about every time.
And they're in a hurry to get there and secure their spot.
We try and get there early. Sometimes we'll sit in line for an hour to 30 minutes before the gates open. And once the gates open, boy, we take off for our spot.
That's on top of an hour and a half drive from central Missouri. Raymond says the day usually starts with about 12 family members setting up camp.
So when you have the Taj Mahal of tailgate tents, you can't just have burgers and brats.
They used to call me the Roadkill Cafe because I would bring some sort of wildlife sometimes, whether it's venison or rabbit, shrimp, chicken livers, chicken gizzards. We'd fry fish. We've had ribs, of course, pork loin. Chicken wings is a favorite because it brings us luck for some reason. At least that's what my kids say.
Steve remembers another of Raymond's signature dishes.
He brought goose one time to a tailgate, so he pulled goose. It was I'd never had it before, but it was very similar to pulled pork.
Pulled goose.
Pulled goose, yes, it's delicious.
Do you ever take anything and feel inadequate when you do?
I do. I try to bring something, but I'm more of a store-bought type of person. I'm not the best cook in the world.
It sounds like the only reason you would need to leave this tailgate is to go to the bathroom.
Well, yeah, although you wouldn't even necessarily need to do that.
We also have a pop-up urinal, I guess you'd call it, so we don't have to wait in line.
Oftentimes they'll even have one for guys and one for girls.
Yeah, it's a pop-up tent, kind of a triangle-looking thing, and we have a porta-potty inside there.
And when the tailgate is done, it's off to the game. And Raymond says he's left his skepticism behind.
I wasn't on the Mahomes bandwagon, and my wife talked me into buying extra tickets, and I tell you what, I'm sure glad I did.
Raymond Sampson, Chiefs fan, tailgate titan, and now Person of the Week.
Think he'll invite us to the tailgate party next year?
I think if we just show up, we'll be just fine. That's how it sounds.
It's a deal.
You got it. Hey, if you know somebody who ought to be Person of the Week, let us know. EJ at KMBZ.com.
And Ellen at KMBZ.com. And make sure you put Person of the Week in the subject line.
And join us weekday mornings for news, traffic, and weather, 5 to 10 on News 98.1 KMBZ.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.